Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, si la palabra le!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Here we go! It's time for your favorite prank call. It's time for Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Can we all say good morning to Randall?
Good morning, Randall.
What's up, my brother?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. Per your email, I'm a little scared to proceed with this. I am a faithful man of God here, and I'm a tread lightly, but you want revenge on your Bible study friend, Kat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's going on with your Bible study friend, Randall?
My wife and I, we've been in this Bible study group at our church for like 6 months, and surprisingly, we made a bunch of fast friends. It's been really awesome.
Cool.
And and it's not like we joined the church to meet people or anything, but there were some couples in our group, and we just really hit it off with. So,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's just new friends.
That's why you go to church, to make friends.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But we actually got so close now that we decided to go on a trip to San Diego together, and we thought it'd be pretty cool to go take our Bible study group on the road, if you will, and got this awesome Airbnb by the beach, and we just were looking forward to a really deep dive into our fellowship. And that's when things didn't go as expected, because I was unaware that we were bringing our friend Kat, aka Satan, along with us.
Damn.
What? That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
So, the devil.
Okay, so Doja Cat's with you on this trip. And Kat is the new friend that you met at church?
Yes, Kat is our friend from church.
Okay.
And he just made things miserable fast.
Okay, so Lucifer is hanging out and you're roasting marshmallows. What did Kat do to be, in your words, Satan?
So I was actually the one who put down the deposit for the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for a few dinners because I'm trying to get some airline points. But one of the ladies in the group who I mentioned, Kat, a.k.a. Satan, she still hasn't paid me for her portion of the Airbnb. She hasn't Venmo'd me for dinner. And she literally bailed on 4 out of the 5 activities we as a group took time to plan.
So she just ghosted you, like the Holy Ghost. She just doesn't want to pay you, doesn't respond to your messages, nothing.
Her husband was there, and we asked her why she wasn't joining us on some of these activities. And he just said she wasn't up to it.
Now, I understand that she wasn't up to some of the activities, because I've been part of those vacations where they have everything planned out. It's like, I'm not doing that. I just want to take a nap. Leave me the hell alone. But if she's not paying for like her portion of the Airbnb and the dinners and stuff, that's a whole other level.
It's a whole other level, and it's not worse, because I actually overheard her on one of the nights saying that the activities sounded boring as
Whoa.
Okay, Kat. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You probably got a little hurt on that.
I was not happy. That was pretty rude. And my wife and I looked at each other and we wondered the same thing y'all are probably wondering right now. Why is this person even here?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I was wondering that.
Her husband's great. Like, he's very cool. But I called today because I need to do a prank call to remind her that she owes me this cash for being a bigger diva than Beyonce. Mm.
Okay, no. So we're just doing a little reminder prank.
He really does not like Kat.
What are we thinking for this prank?
Well, if you've been to church, you know that, you know, you can fill out a prayer card and then put some cash in an envelope. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking Nacho could be an usher from the church.
Usher, baby.
He's been reading her prayer cards and has actually been spending her cash and now is calling her to ask for more money to be donated. May the Lord be with her.
And also with you. So Nacho has been stealing the money from her prayer cards. Got you.
Yes.
Do I go to hell or Nacho go to hell if this doesn't go well with the church?
Dealer's choice, my man.
I was going to say, blame it on Nacho.
We'll blame it on Nacho. Okay, this is so not Impact Church. Okay. Sorry, Pastor Todd, Pastor Travis. Okay, I need a number. I'm going to do the best I can to play a little prank on her. And hopefully you get the money back, okay?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's. I'm one of the ushers at the church. Some people might even call me Usher, baby. Beautiful day, isn't it?
It sure is. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to start my calls with a little prayer. Would you mind?
Of course not. Sure.
Okay, let us bow our heads. Dear our golden fleece diaper, water into wine, almighty moonwalker on water savior, may the reason for my call today bring Kat and I closer together. May she hear my words with your grace, and may she deliver what she feels is right in her heart, and let her light guide her and her wallet closer to me. Amen.
I'm sorry. What is this about?
I mean, dagnabbit, I forgot something. Mind if we pray again really quick?
Oh, okay, sure.
Perfect.
But if you wouldn't mind getting to the reason why you're calling, I'm kind of in the middle.
Sure, because I know our Savior is busy as well. Dear 8 pounds, 6 ounce, almighty predictor of David versus Goliath, I would have won my parlay if Goliath didn't choke. Anyways, may Kat's sister's leg heal and may Kat's cash flow glide down the currency
stream into my pockets.
Wait. Hello?
How do you know about my sister's leg?
Huh?
How do you know about my sister's leg?
Oh, it was in your prayer card, right?
What the f***? You weren't supposed to read that.
Wow, okay. Boy, I'd love to see that explanation of your little potty mouth all at the gates with that language choice. Listen, ma'am, you wrote it down on the prayer card, and my job was to deliver the message.
That was supposed to be private.
Well, listen, I'll be honest, Kat. I don't like your chances given how much you threw into the envelope for this big wish. Pretty tall ass to ask for only $5 you put in the envelope. Are you serious?
Okay, what the heck is going on here?
You know what it is.
Money I put in there too? That is such an invasion of privacy.
I mean, how? You literally handed me the envelope. You handed it to me.
It's for the preacher.
What?
Not for you to look at. It was for the preacher. It was not for you. And on top of that, for you to judge me on how much I give, that is none of your business.
Well, listen, I know donating only $5 and asking for a miracle to heal someone is cheap. I'm right there with you, sister. Amen.
You are not going to get away with this. You are a criminal.
I mean, you're the only one who's bribing someone to do something for you for money. It's my job to look at the prayer cards, assess how much money is associated for that prayer, and if I think it's worth it, I pocket the cash. And also with you.
That was for the church.
Right.
It was an offering.
I took the offer.
Oh, my God. You are so stupid. You're too stupid to talk to. This is insane.
No, listen here. Up the donations, lady, and then we'll talk, okay?
Now I'm giving nothing, and I'm going straight to the police about you.
You're going straight to hell if you do that. Listen, they have no proof. You always pay in cash, and unless you up the money, your paper trail won't be long or high enough to reach the heavenly gates. So throw in a little cool, crisp $20 bill a week starting this Sunday, okay? I'll expect it at 8 a.m., and I'll expect you at 7:59 there. There is going to be a chance. You will be there early and leave late. What?
Not a chance, okay?
What?
No, not a
There's going to be a
chance.
There is going to be
Hang
a chance.
Up and leave me alone. I need to call the pastor right now.
No,
get
okay. Okay, listen.
Just
I'll stop. I'll stop. If you join me in one more prayer. Okay, bow your head. Lower.
No.
Not that low. Am I right? Huh?
You're a joke, and you do not deserve another second of my time.
Well, listen. Everyone in their cars and live in studio, bow our heads. Mm-hmm. Bow your heads. Yeah. Sienna, bow your head. Dear Psychic Susan's mentor, may Kat know that this was a prank call and that she's live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5 In Nacho's name we pray. Amen. Amen. There you go.
Amen.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Wait. You're not, this is a joke?
Yes.
All a prank call. We're actually live on the radio, hun. Your good friend. Oh, your great friend. Randall. You remember Randall? He put us up to this prank call. He's on the line with us.
Randall! Oh my God, I was so
All I'm going to say is prayers answered with this prank call.
Hallelujah. And also with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.